Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, June 19th, 2019. On this day in 2012, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange requested asylum in London's Ecuadorian embassy for fear of extradition to the U.S. after publication of previously classified documents, including footage of civilian killings by the United States Army. Nervousness is growing at Berlin airports. Especially in Tegel, employees of the airport company, the airlines, and the many service providers expect a very busy weekend. At the start of the summer holidays on Thursday, the elderly infrastructure of the larger of the two capital airports will be put to a particularly tough test. In total, more than 5 million passengers will be channeled through the two airports during the 6 holiday weeks, and everyone hopes to be spared any breakdowns. The airport team stated that because of overcrowding and the cramped conditions, external influences have an extreme effect, especially at Tegel. According to a spokesperson, the airport company expects a total of 432 passengers between this Thursday and Sunday, when many Berliners will start their holidays. However, the peak for this summer will not be reached right at the start of the holiday season. The third holiday weekend from July 5th to July 7th will be even busier, because then not only will some Berliners be starting their holidays, but also many will be returning. Peak day will be Friday, July 5th. On this day alone, 120,000 passengers are expected. The flight schedule at Tegel is now so dense that there are rarely calm time periods in which delays can be made up. And there are plenty of sources of error that can lead to more and more difficulties. The airport company, therefore, is strongly advising travelers to arrive at the airport at least 2 hours before departure. Recently, on a hot day, a complete crew of the security line at Terminal D left their posts when the air conditioning failed and the temperatures had risen to more than 35 degrees. It was then necessary to guide the passengers through other security checkpoints. According to the airport company, the air conditioning system has now been repaired. Per reporting in the Berliner Morgenpost, even without technical breakdowns, things can be difficult at Tegel, as warned by experienced staff. First, there's the air traffic controller capacity in the tower. If they're busy, planes can't take off. At other airports, aircraft that cannot take off immediately are parked in waiting positions, which Tegel doesn't have. The planes simply block the space, delaying other aircraft. Another possible bottleneck is baggage check-in, especially in Terminal C, which was once built for Air Berlin and is now used by EasyJet. Here, there is only one conveyor belt on which the employees can place the suitcases at check-in. In addition, there are items that passengers are now delivering themselves to baggage drop-offs. Because many passengers check a lot of luggage for holiday, the conveyor belt is sure to be full. Therefore, if travelers are not in the queue at the beginning of the belt, the wait will be even longer due to space limitations. Unlike other airports, there are no automatic baggage sorting systems at Tegel. Employees have to pull the suitcases from the conveyor belt by hand and sort them into wagons for individual flights. At peak hours, 40 such wagons are required for such a volume, while the workroom only has space for 30. The shortfall can only be compensated for by using more personnel, and it becomes even more difficult if several planes head for the same destination in close succession, such as Mallorca. Then, employees not only have to identify the destination code, but also the flight number. The biggest reported bottleneck, however, is security check. It's happening more and more frequently that passengers do not get through security in time and their gate is already closed. Cheap airlines in particular are rarely inclined to wait for passengers. If this happens, the processes are severely disturbed as the ground handling personnel then have to unload the suitcases of the suspended passengers from the aircraft. Again, unlike other airports, Tegel does not have a system that tells one where each piece of luggage is on the plane. Service contractors are faced with a completely new task recently, as they then must escort passengers rejected at the gate out of the restricted security area. Those who miss their flight because of the long check-in times are usually responsible for themselves. Neither the airlines, nor the airport company, nor the security service providers of the federal police want to take responsibility for this. On Monday, 120 employees of the Sinistar Theater at Potsdamer Platz in the Sony Center went on strike. According to Jörg Reichel, Verdi Trade Union Secretariat for Media, Arts, and Industry, they went on strike because they simply want more money. Wages in the cinema industry are in some cases only slightly above the minimum wage. In the current collective bargaining, Verdi demands a starting wage of 11 euros per hour. Reichel stated, quote, Sinistar pays poverty wages and runs a very aggressive personnel policy. Wages today are not enough for life and rent. In old age, the state must then step in with a basic pension. It is reported that since March of 2019, according to Reichel, there have been indications that the cinema location in the Sony Center is to be closed completely, adding, quote, so far, however, we have assumed that this is only a tactical measure to reduce the operator's rent. Although it had been leaked that apartments and offices would be built instead, the district's building authorities have not yet announced any plans for conversion measures. According to Reichel, employees have not yet been dismissed, but the information is being taken seriously because 120 jobs are potentially in danger. Sinistar operates more than 50 multiplex cinemas with 449 screens nationwide, including 7 locations in Berlin. In addition to the cinema in the Sony Center, the Cubics on Alexanderplatz, and the cinema in the Kalter Brauerei. A few days after the official permission for electric pedal scooters in Germany, the first riders are on the road in Berlin, as the rental of the so-called e-scooters began on Monday and Tuesday. In the city center, for example, at Checkpoint Charlie and the Brandenburg Gate, scooters were available for hire. The locations are displayed on a smartphone app, and renting and paying is also done via the app. The first providers initially charged a flat rate starting fee of 1 euro per trip plus 15 cents per minute for the rent. The American company Lime wants to offer several hundred scooters in Berlin. At first, they'll only be found in certain districts of the city center, such as Mitte, Kreuzberg, and Prenzlauer Berg, as can be seen on the app. Lime has been renting electric bicycles in Berlin for some time. The Berlin startup Circ has also put its scooters on the road. During the course of this week, about 100 should be ready. In other German cities, too, the rental business is set to start soon. In large cities in Spain, France, Austria, Belgium, and Denmark, these scooters have been available for some time. They were officially allowed as motor vehicles in Germany only on Saturday after months of preliminary running. In line with what is becoming repeated anti-Semitic acts in Berlin, another person wearing a kippah has reported being attacked. Berlin police have reported that the 20-year-old victim had been insulted anti-Semitically by an unknown person in Prenzlauer Berg on Monday evening, and the perpetrator is also said to have tried to spit on the victim. The incident, which was said to have taken place on Greifswalderstrasse, has been taken over by the investigators at State Security. Berlin Briefing will bring additional details on this and other such hate crimes as they become available. The Senate has agreed on cornerstones for a rent cap in Berlin. A corresponding paper was adopted on Tuesday, which stipulates that rents in Berlin may not be increased in the next 5 years. According to RBB information, the original proposal was only slightly amended by Senator for Urban Development Katrin Lompscher. The administration now has the task of drawing up a corresponding law. Berlin Briefing will provide more details in the coming days. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.